Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be Grand Ole Opry. Originally aired sometime in 1952, this one's entitled Jive County, Tennessee.
It's Grand Ole Opry time, another big Prince Albert show starring Red Foley. Thank you.
When I was but a little child, sitting on my mommy's knee, said, now, son, look here a while. You pay attention and listen to me. When you grow up to be a man, you might roam plumb over the sea. So you keep heading back, you understand, to the place where you ought to be. That's Giles County, the last post office in the state of Tennessee. The folks will always welcome you, they're happy as can be. They'll feed you possum and candied yam, red-eye gravy and smokehouse ham. In Giles County, the last post office in the state of Tennessee. One day I got my greet. Uncle Sam was wanting me to attend a little meeting that was being held across the sea. But when I reached the other side and I sort of looked around, saw all them tanks and bombs and planes, man, I dug right in the ground. 'Cause in Giles County, the last post office in the state of Tennessee, we fight with bricks and baseball bats, that's legal as can be. But when them tanks got on my track, I swam that ocean the whole way back to Giles County, the last post office in the state of Tennessee. In case any of you folks that want to come down this way, there's a sign right out on the road there, it'll say G-I-L-E-S County, T-U-L-A-S-K-I, post office in the state of Tennessee. Thanks a lot, and a great big hi to all my good friends and neighbors of Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco's Grand Ole Opry.
Well, we got us another capacity turnout here at the Ryman in Nashville, Red, with folks from almost every state of the country here, the great Rod Brasfield, Minnie Pearl, Claude Sharp and the old Hickory Singer, String Bean, and the entire Prince Albert gang.
Yes, sirree, and we got a special treat for the folks who've come all that way to be with us, Grant. He's that young singing sensation from up here in Maynardsville, Tennessee, Carl Smith. Yes, sirree. Well, we're going to have Carl out here with us with his guitar in just a few minutes, but right now I want you folks to sit back and get ready for some real funning with one of the funniest men, we think, in about four counties, Rod Brasfield.
Well, thank you, man.
Yeah, right.
Much obliged. That there was just plum pudding. Howdy, Mr. Foley.
Howdy, Rod.
Mr. Foley, I've been down on the farm this week visiting my poppy and mommy all this week.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Rod? How they getting along?
Oh, they're just fine, Red. They're just fine. Except Poppy, he's just complaining about how rough it is on the farmers nowadays.
It is rough.
Yeah. He says they've got taxes on everything now.
You're mighty right.
They've got tax on milk and tax on cream and tax on butter. Paul says every time he goes out to the barn to milk, every day he's there, he thinks he's just pulling for his country.
All right. Yes,
Howdy, friends. It's already warm tonight, ain't it?
Well, it's sort of in between, isn't it?
Weather has changed.
Rodney, tell me, I hear you went up to New York last week to the World Series baseball games. You must have had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I sure did, Mr. Foley. I sure did.
Did you have a good seat?
Oh, did I have a good seat?
Yeah.
Man, I had a wonderful seat right behind the home plate, Red. But I ain't going to sit there no more. I'll tell you that right behind that there batter. I ain't going to sit there no more.
Why not?
Well, I opened my mouth once to yell and cheer, you know?
Yeah.
And now I got the only Adam's apple in the world made out of horse hide and seams.
All right. Did you take Susie up there with you?
Yeah, Susie and her mommy and her poppy, they all went with her. Susie wore one of my low-cut dresses to the game.
Oh, up there in New York City, right in style.
Yeah.
Rod, tell me something. Tell me the truth now. What is your honest opinion of these low-cut dresses?
Mr. Foley, I'm inclined to look down on them. One thing, Mr. Foley, that there Susie was sure pretty, though. Boy, she was sure pretty. We went out dancing that night, Red, and you ought to see that gal do the rumba.
Oh, wait a minute. Where in the world did Susie ever learn to do the rumba?
Where did she learn to do the rumba?
Yeah.
Well, Red, when she was a little girl, she had a bicycle that had a loose seat. You know, Mr. Foley, yesterday was Susie's birthday. Yesterday was her birthday, and I just felt plumb bad. I swear I did. I didn't have enough money to buy her something good and nice for a present.
Mm-hmm.
So all I could do, I give her an X-ray picture of my chest.
All right, an X-ray picture of your chest?
Yeah.
For what?
Well, I just wanted to show her my heart is in the right place. You know my Uncle Si, that poor old thing, he's having trouble again.
Always having trouble.
Yeah, he's having domestic troubles now.
Yeah.
Poor old thing, him and Aunt Sap, they just can't get along at all, looks like.
Looks like.
Yeah, it just looks like it. They just can't get along at all. He was telling me, he said, Rod, if I was to die and come back to this earth as a dog, your Aunt Sap would come back as a flea. Mr. Foley, speaking of fleas, do you know what the mama flea said to the papa flea?
No, why?
Our children are going to the dogs.
Well, so you know, there's been a lot of what folks call Cinderella stories about young, talented people, but I can't remember anybody coming up so far in so short a time as our Prince Albert guest for this evening. He's not only a fine singer, but he's also one of the nicest little fellas that you ever knew. Let's get him out here and sing a song for us. Let's give him a nice big welcome. Boy from Maynardsville, Carl Smith.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, buddy, your records are going like hotcakes around the country these days. You've been making any good ones lately? I mean,
I made one about 3 weeks ago, Mr. Foley.
Would you mind telling me which one?
It was entitled Let Old Mother Nature Have Her Way.
Let Old Mother Nature Have Her Way. Suppose you sing that right now.
Be
huh?
glad to.
All right, here we go.
Desire to set your little old heart on fire, do the things that lovers always do. So put your little hand in mine, buy a diamond ring so fine, and I'll build a bungalow for two. Closer, a little closer. Well, so far away. So darling, turn on all your charms while I hold you in my arms. Let old Mother Nature have her way. Take could change, 'cause I'm a-aching for romance. I know that you were meant for me to love. You know your heart is a-beating fast. You know I'm a-gonna win at last. Cuddle up and be my turtle dove. Closer, a little closer. Well, there ain't no use to stay so far away. 'Cause, baby, when I hold your hand, I feel just like a grown-up man. Mother Nature says, now that's the way.
Fine, Carl. Yes, sir. Man, it's no wonder that old Carl is so popular. Like Prince Albert, for instance, which is America's largest selling. We're going to bring him back out here in just for a few minutes, folks. That's wonderful. Glad to see you like Carl. We're going to get him back out here in just a few minutes. Right now, get yourself one of them pretty gals there, Carl, and let's do a little dancing as Tommy Jackson fiddles Ragtime Annie.
Time to do slow, eight hands up and we're going. Turn right back and swing with my legs and reach out. Home you go and everybody dancing. Right hand down, left down, nice walk, left all the way around. Grab that gal, watch her smile, lay back here, no hog wild. Home you go and everybody dancing. First up, some rough playing out from riding form rain and form of sorry, hands off. Blade bound, just bow under, hold and drop, swing like thunder, break the swing, your left hand, load you want to say. Put them up for you, swing mine, I'll swing your right, let's go. Home you go, and everybody go. Three of my wife, folks, all night, we're gonna get home till tomorrow night. Sold my cow, and I sold my calf, and all I got is a dollar and a half, and just some time to go.
Well, it was last night Carl Smith was out in my house, and we sat around and sang a few old songs, and Carl sort of expressed himself as liking a sacred number that we've been doing lately, sort of one of his favorites, called Peace in the Valley. We'd like to do it for you now. Thank you. Well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord will come and call me away. Oh, yes. Well, the morning's so bright and the lamb is the light and the night is as black as the sea. Oh, yes.
There will be peace in the valley for me someday.
There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh, Lord, I pray.
There's no sadness nor sorrow.
Oh, my Lord. There will be peace in the valley for me. Well, the bear will be gentle and the wolf will be tame and the lion shall lay down by the lamb, oh, yes. And the beast from the wild will be led by a child, and I'll be changed from this creature that I am, oh, yes.
There will be peace in the valley for me.
valley for me. Oh, Lord, I pray.
There's no sadness, no sorrow, my Lord, no trouble I see.
There will be peace in the valley for me. Thank you very much, friends. Thanks a lot to you. Well, see, when it comes to real close harmony, you'll go a pretty poor piece before you'll find four boys as good as our old Hickory singers. Here's Claude and the boys now with a little song called Mandy. What was it?
I was strolling out one evening by the silvery moon. I could hear somebody singing a familiar tune. So I stopped a while to listen, not a word I wanted to miss. It was just somebody serenading something like this. Mandy, there's a minister handy, and it sure would be dandy if the lady make a fee. Oh, don't you linger, here's a ring for your finger. Hear the humdinger, come along and let the wedding chimes ring happy times for Mandy and me. Mandy, there's a minister handy, and it sure would be dandy if you let him make a fee. So don't you linger, here's a ring for your finger. Isn't it a humdinger? Come along and let the wedding chimes sing happy times for Mandy.
That's fine, boys. Well, see, you know, grind a switch is not much more than a bend in the road. But it's one of the most famous towns in the world because of a certain gal. She's Prince Albert's favorite princess and our best gal, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Well, so this fall weather sure makes you feel glad to be alive. I sure wish I could look the way I feel. Well, so they say a woman is only as old as she looks. Boys, I'm still looking. The thing that bothers me most is that when I do wink at a feller, all he thinks is that I've just got something in my eye. But I believe a girl can always manage to look young if she watches a figure. Of course, it makes you feel better to have the boys watch it, too. Did I tell y'all that we went up to see the World Series? We did, sure enough. Yes, sir. Rod and Susie and Uncle Maybob and Hezzy and Brother and all of us went up there together. And when we told Grandpappy Bustrom we was going to see the Giants fight it out with the Yankees, he said, "You mean them fool Yankees still ain't had sense enough to surrender?" Well, so when we finally got in the game, I said to Brother, I said, "What's the score?" And Brother said, "It's the seventh inning and the score is nothing to nothing." And I said, "Oh, goody, then we ain't missed nothing." I looked over and noticed that Uncle Nabob was sitting with a couple of peroxide blondes. Leave it to Uncle Nabob. The minute he gets in the ballpark, he heads straight for the bleachers. them fellas wore the funniest looking clothes I ever seen. I couldn't look at some of them. They had the underwear showing clear from here down.
They did. You're not black.
Yes, it was. I don't know what made it that way. And you know what? Well, Hezzy, he got up in the middle of the ball game and went out to get a soda pop. And all of a sudden, I turned around, and he was standing back there at the back of them bleachers. And he was hollering at me in front of all them folks. And he was saying, come on home. Come on home.
It was awful, right there in front of all them folks.
And I got up and started back there, and he said, go on back, you fool. Go on back. Just as I started back, he hollered, slide, slide. And I slid till I bumped into a post. I try to do everything he says, too. It's awful, it really is. Well, so though I've talked enough about that, I'll have to tell you about the news from Grinder Switch. There was a feller, one of them agriculture experts, was around last week, and he called on Fludge's meeting. And he went into Fludge's barn to examine the hay, and after looking it over, he said, you do a lot better if you separate the hay from the weeds. And Fludge says, huh, mister, maybe you're right, but I figure the cows have got more time than I have. But now, since we've had one exciting bit of news before I leave, the Austin Tuckworth have got a new baby. Oh, I'll tell you right now, that makes about their 15th or 16th. Uncle Nabob says they must be stark raving crazy. They've had so many young'uns that Austin Tugwell knows babies backwards. And he said the last time the government man came by counting people out there trying to switch, he added up all the Austin Tugwell young'uns. He couldn't believe his census.
Well, so how about you folks? We promised you was going to bring Carl Smith back out here, and I know that you're waiting for him. So here he is. Carl, we're just going to give you brothers. You got another one of those hit records of yours that you'd like to produce for us?
Would you let me sing Mr. Moon for him?
Mr. Moon? Yes, sir. That's a pretty one, buddy.
Depend on your light, pretty moon. While I'm holding her tight, silver moon. If I ask her to be mine, will you stand by me? Will I see you tonight, Mr. Moon? Now every time you're shining, there's romance in the air. Please set her heart to pining and tell her I'll be there. As I look in her eyes, pretty moon, will you shine from the sky, silver moon? If I ask her to be mine, will you stand by me? Will I see you tonight, Mr. Moon? Mr. Moon.
Thank you very much, folks. We're glad to see you like old. Here's old String Bean now in his banjo. This tune called Stay a Little Longer. Let's go.
box. See my blue-eyed sanity. It's way down the shin bone. Add a number on the gate number on the door. Next house over the grocery store. Stay all night, stay a little longer. Dance all night, dance a little longer. Pull off cold coat in the corner. Don't see why I don't stay a little longer. Go home with the bone of the meal bread, washed out at the bottom of the hill, big creek up in a big creek, muddy plow, my corn, the double shovel, stay all night, stay a little longer, dance all night, dance a little longer, pull up, go, pull in the corner, don't see why I don't stay a little longer.
Ah, that's a good boy, Strange Bean, he's a sight to behold. Well, here's a little ballad, folks. We'd like to try to do a squeeze in about one course. I think we've got time. It's one we've been doing before, sort of like Prince Albert, an old friend of ours. It's called No One to Cry To. No one to cry to. To say goodnight, no one to tell my troubles to, no one to sigh to, no one to hold me tight, no one to cheer me when I'm blue. Go home to my lonely room to find there's no one there. And each night I think of you. Please answer my one prayer and give me someone to cry to, someone to see I do, someone to whisper I love you. Well, see, that looks like it, folks, and we better get going before we say our welcome out. We'll be calling for you in the buckboard a week from tonight, though, so be ready. Because we're bringing two newcomers with us the first time on Prince Albert's Grand Ole Opry, Johnny and Jack. Till then, this is Red Foley saying thanks a lot for everything. I'll be seeing you next Saturday night at Prince Albert's Grand Ole Opry.
This evening, we salute the 39th National Safety Congress, which convened in Chicago this week, National Safety Congress Week. Unless those of you who drive cars exercise more caution on our highways, we soon shall have marked the 1,000,000th death due to traffic accidents. Help postpone this grim event by knowing and obeying traffic laws. Remember, the life you save may be your own. Prince Albert's Grand Ole Opry came to you from WSM in Nashville, Tennessee.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com. And we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to otrwesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to otrwesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.